The case for more women in corporate leadership. Despite making up slightly more than half of the world's population, women in the United States and the United Kingdom are the primary decision makers in purchasing and earning the majority of bachelor's and master's degrees. In the U.S., women own more than a third of businesses. Globally, they influence over 85% of buying decisions, buy more than half of all new cars, and start 35% of new businesses. However, in 2003, only 13.6% of Fortune 500 company directorships were held by women, and in 2004, only 9.7% of the Financial Times Stock Exchange, FTSE, 100 directors were female. Despite their significant presence in the economy, why are there so few women on corporate boards? The debate over whether to have more women in corporate boardrooms is over. It's clear. Having more women involved in corporate governance is essential. With the demand for skills and capabilities at an all-time high, tapping into the entire talent pool is crucial. Women bring different strengths and management styles to the table compared to men. Companies that embrace fair representation of women on their boards gain a competitive edge over those relying solely on male expertise, the power of women in decision-making. Did you know that women are the powerhouse behind most of the purchasing decisions in homes and workplaces? Yep, it's true. When it comes to buying stuff like furniture, planning vacations, or even picking out a new car, women are calling the shots a whopping 80% of the time. And get this, even in traditionally manly areas like cars and electronics, women are still driving about 60% of the decisions for cars and 51% for electronics. In the U.S., over half of working women are bringing home the bacon for their families. And when it comes to managing the household finances, women are often the ones in charge, and don't think the workplace is any different. In America, more than half of the people making purchasing decisions for companies are women. They're also big players in things like health plans and pensions because they're so dominant in human resources. Plus, women are bosses in their own right, owning nearly 40% of businesses in the U.S. and employing over 27 million workers, bringing in a whopping $3.5 trillion in revenue every year. Since women make most purchasing decisions, having women on company boards could benefit them. A UK study in 2004 found that firms with female directors had higher returns than those led only by men. A U.S. study the same year found that companies with a more equal gender mix had a higher return on equity. While these studies don't prove that a better gender balance leads to higher earnings, they do support the idea. The jungle of corporate culture. Women and men have different strengths. Girls are more skilled verbally, while boys tend to excel at mathematics. Women communicate seeking collaboration, empathy, and bonding experiences, while men seek status through position and knowledge display. Men created and shaped the corporate environment, making traditional business culture male-oriented. The hierarchical, linear structure of most corporations plays to men's strengths as they compete aggressively and openly exhibit ambition. However, many women don't want others to view them as ambitious due to negative associations. Women also tend to avoid office politics, hindering their advancement. Cultural conditioning inhibits women in corporate settings that favor men's natural abilities. Why women leave their careers. While nearly equal numbers of men and women start their careers, many more women drop out as they climb their career ladders. A Harvard Business Review article from 2005 found that while 95% of men with MBA degrees work full-time, only two-thirds of women with the same credentials do. Why? Well, many women leave their jobs for various reasons. Some want to start families or take care of aging parents. Others quit because they find their work unfulfilling or feel disconnected from the corporate environment. As one female executive put it, you break so many glass ceilings on the way up that you finally come to realize that you have accumulated a lot of shards along the way. What corporate leaders think about gender equality. CEOs and chairmen from top companies, known as the corporate kings, shared their thoughts on gender inequality in boardrooms. They discussed the reasons behind the low number of women on boards, their feelings about appointing women, and how they could increase female directors. The interview showed key themes in their opinions. 1. Some industries, like mining and investment banking, are like boys' clubs. They're tough for women to break into because of their super macho vibe. 2. Climbing the ladder to get on a board requires a ton of traveling, moving around, and experience running things. Guys seem to think women aren't as up for the adventure. 3. These big shots say there just aren't enough qualified women in the job pool. They call it a pipeline issue, not discrimination. 4. They also believe that once more women join boards, there will be a tipping point, and others will quickly follow suit. 5. Sure, they admit women bring some cool leadership skills to the table. But they wonder if those skills are as good as what the guys bring. 6. They get that raising kids can throw a wrench in a woman's career. But they don't think it should stop them from moving up. 7. All major business leaders agree that not considering half the world's talent pool for board positions would put companies at a serious competitive disadvantage. The Marzipan Layer, Insights from Female Executives. Researchers talk to women in senior management roles just below the board level, what's often called the Marzipan Layer, according to Laura Tyson, Dean of London Business School. These women believe fewer women are moving up in companies because the corporate environment favors men. They think men tend to get promoted more easily because of subconscious bias in favor of male candidates for top positions. These high-ranking women, whom we'll call Marzipan women, feel that men often misunderstand them. When women don't openly express their career ambitions like men do, men see it as a lack of drive and capability. Female executives agree that women often end up in departments like human resources, which are seen as traditionally female, and that these roles don't give them as much exposure to areas like operations that lead to board positions. Some female executives think that many women don't desire board positions as much as men do. It could be because they don't think the sacrifices in time, personal life, or the risks involved are worth it. However, all the women interviewed agree that training and mentorship programs are essential for those who do want to become directors. The FTSE 100 Cross-Company Mentoring Program. Mentoring programs bring experienced executives to advise, support, share knowledge, and guide junior colleagues. To increase the number of women in board positions, Penina Thompson and J.C. Graham created the FTSE 100 Cross-Company Mentoring Program in the UK in 2004. Initially, 20 male CEOs and chairmen from large corporations agreed to mentor senior women at other companies. The program aims to help women gain directorships at FTSE 100 companies or in the public sector. It emphasizes mentoring relationships based on mutual respect, candor, and trust, encouraging open communication about objectives and experiences. Early feedback shows that mentoring benefits both parties. Mentors can consider their company's Marzipan layer, while female executives can consult with seasoned veterans of corporate boardrooms. Diversity matters in leadership. Studies show that companies led by both men and women outperform those with only one gender at the helm. Researcher Carlotta Tyler looked at over 500 female leaders from 1981 to 1997 and found that women's and men's approaches to work complement each other. This mix creates a stronger and more efficient way of doing things. Women tend to focus on collaboration and relationships, while men lean towards hierarchy and getting results. Men often think in a straight line, while women prefer bouncing ideas around and taking a more indirect route to decisions. A study by the Management Research Group looked into 900 male and 900 female managers in the US and Canada to uncover how they differ in their approaches to leadership. Here's what they found. Women excelled in leadership qualities, while men showed strength in strategic planning and business orientation. Women were viewed as more energetic, intense, and emotional, while men were seen as low-key, understated, quiet, and better at controlling their emotions. Women performed better in people-oriented skills, but male managers were perceived as more skilled in business-oriented skills by their bosses, though subordinates disagreed. Both genders were judged equally effective overall by their superiors, but colleagues and subordinates rated women slightly higher in effectiveness compared to men. Quantitative analysis for gender equality. To boost women's success in our corporate framework, we need to start by looking at the numbers. If stats reveal fewer women in management roles, we can't ignore the problem. We'll raise awareness within the company, gain support from top management, and push for change. Raw data will set the stage for setting goals, crafting a plan, and making it happen. Our recruitment policy should prioritize attracting and promoting female candidates to align with our vision. Offering mentoring, coaching, education, and development programs will give female employees the tools they need to advance. Establishing a women's network within the company will provide a platform for networking and navigating office politics, where women often face challenges compared to their male counterparts. Sustained change requires action on three fronts: individual, team, and systems. To promote a culture of gender inclusivity, everyone in the company needs to examine their assumptions and attitudes and let go of behaviors that hold women back. We'll tweak team dynamics to embrace diverse viewpoints and experiences. As one female executive put, it's not enough to surround yourself with people who are different. You only get the real benefits if you value the differences and create a climate that allows everyone to bring all of themselves to work. Key points. 1. Women have a big say in what gets bought, and having more of them in charge can make companies earn more money. 2. Workplaces often like things that men are good at, which can make it hard for women to move up in their jobs. 3. Female bosses think that men sometimes get promoted more because of unfair ideas, and having mentors can help fix this. 4. A program called the FTSE100 Cross-Company Mentoring Program wants to help women get better jobs by having male bosses teach them. 5. If there are both men and women in charge, companies make better decisions. 6. Checking the numbers is important to fix unfairness in how men and women are treated at work. 7. Everyone needs to work together to make sure women have the same chances to do well in their jobs.